Back 404 here on DGS. Short day today with the Cardinals game. Cardinals lost to the Pirates. You'll have more on that coming up with Matt Pauly on Sports Open Line tonight. Later on tonight, also, we'll be carrying President Biden's address. It'll be the first time that he's speaking publicly on camera since dropping out of the race. So, I don't know. Does that mean he's not dead?
I guess so. You know what?
The Twitter conspiracy theories have been going pretty wild.
Twitter had me a little convinced the other day. I was like, you know, he could release like a 20-second video. I think Amy was saying on Chris and Amy's show the other day, like, just release something since you're our leader. Just
well, yeah, we need like, proof of life.
Yeah.
Like, here's a picture of Joe holding up today's newspaper. Is that how we had to?
This is how I know I'm stupid, or at least getting stupider, is that, yeah, I was the same. I was like, this man is not with us anymore. Oh my goodness! They're gonna announce it in a second.
Alex Jones had a point.
Then they showed the video of him like walking from the car to the house, and I'm like, oh, okay, there he is. Guess he's fine. Like,
which it could be a video from any time, right?
A man of convictions.
Do you know for sure that video was new, Andrew?
No, and I also, of course, I've seen many people being like, well, it's obviously not him.
What if it's all deep fake?
Those are my favorite stupid people, or the people who like see somebody and is like, clearly that's not him. It's like, okay, come on. Then there's nothing anyone can do.
Like Melania's stunt double or whatever.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Okay, so there's just nothing we can do to convince you of anything then.
Nope.
You're just gonna believe what you want then.
That's
no
correct.
What.
Yeah, evidence be damned.
Well, speaking of Alex Jones, I saw something on Twitter on Saturday. So the day before Biden said he was stepping aside and not running this year. I made this note on my phone. I don't really, I kind of remember making the note, but I just thought like, oh, I'll do this. I'll talk about it on the show. Twitter is saying Hillary is going to replace Biden via Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, of course.
And at the time, I remember being like,
analyst.
I was like, well, maybe it'll happen. And then it's like, no, that's not what happened at all.
Yeah,
she's actually endorsing Kamala.
Noted political analyst who thinks that people are demons.
But he had so much conviction in what he was saying. It was like, oh.
I mean, he definitely has the ability to con people making something crazy sound real.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, the frogs are going to take over. Don't worry about those toads. They're fine. They're our friends. But frogs, can't trust them.
I do actually believe that.
But the frogs are taking over.
You can't trust them. Especially that Kermit.
Kermit is their leader.
Toads are a different story. Frogs, I'm not so sure.
See, I'm worried about getting a wart from a toad because they're so warty.
Really?
Well, yeah, and that I think is a thing.
Is that actually a thing?
Now, keep in mind, I'm not grabbing on toads or frogs. I'm minding my business.
Wart.
I see a frog out, and my wife's totally different. My wife will chase him into the mud. She'll go diving into ponds looking for him and stuff. Not me.
It says no amount of handling frogs or toads will cause a human to develop warts.
Yeah, that's just what they want you to think.
They're trying to come at.
Yeah, this was written by a toad.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
The same ones that Alex Jones was here
this
from.
This was written by a lonely toad who wants a hug.
It's the toad disinformation campaign.
How weird is the whole, like, you gotta kiss a frog to find a prince thing? Like, why, of all the things young ladies have to deal with, why do they also, like, hoist that upon us?
Right, because...
Like, really? I have to kiss a frog? Why?
Maybe it's a lesson about settling. Like, you kiss the frog, and it doesn't turn into a prince, but you're like, well, you know, I do got this frog.
I already kissed the frog.
Why can't you just find a prince?
Frog's going to tell everyone that we kissed.
Instead of a prince that's disguised as a frog.
Because the frog's right there.
Oh, so you just, okay, I see what you're saying.
Look, there's not that many princes left. There's frogs everywhere, all right? Ladies, you know, sometimes the frog is nice enough.
I always love when we do like real life analogies to fairy tales. Those are always the best ones.
I'm talking about a frog.
As Dave always jokes, you know, somebody licked a toad a long time ago and figured out, wow, I got high when I licked that toad. I'm going to lick another toad. Well, why'd you do it in the first place?
Looking for his prince, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, who's looked at that and goes, you know, it'd be great. I'm licking that frog.
This thing's going to turn into a prince. I can do a lot more than kiss.
It's like the little girl on TikTok. It's old now. She's not little anymore. But can I pet that dog? And it's a bear. Can I pet that dog? Can I lick that frog? No, don't do that.
You reference that video every single
time. I love that video, dude. It's the best. It's a cute little girl that wants to pet a bear because she thinks the bear is a big dog. It's awesome. And I played the video of him, too, because she's older now. What do you say? She's probably like 18, 20,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, she's got
it. And she did a joke about, like, she's got her dog. And she's like, see, I, in fact, did pet that now. And she's got her dog. And spent. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Okay, since we're talking about silly internet things, I saw a tweet earlier today. Maybe you guys can help me figure it out. The title of the tweet was, "This is the ticket every American wants." And it was a picture of Kamala. And then next to her, it was a picture of a bear sitting at a picnic table. Like sitting up straight with his paws folded politely. I'm like, what is this bear? Is this supposed to mean something to me? Why do they want him on the ticket?
I think it's just because he's a good boy.
Okay.
He's a cutie.
You just want
right?
like Kamala and like a solid bro.
Yeah. Just okay. like a good boy. He's a polite bear at the table.
I don't get it.
Well, sorry for bringing it up.
It's all good.
It was not the.
It's abstract humor, I would say.
I know,
but
yeah.
I think it's.
Yeah. Oh, perfect for 4 p.m. on KMO.
Yeah. Hey, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
This is why the people are tuning in.
On the not funny side of some of that stuff. Curious to get your opinion. I don't know why that word came out weird. Your
my opinion.
I went straight. Porky.
I'm happy to share my opinion.
I went straight Porky Pig there. opinion. On some of the ways that Kamala Harris has been discussed by people that want her to lose. I mean, that's fine. Like I'm all for being able to like tear apart the candidate that you don't want to win on their accomplishments, on their policies, on their ideas and all of that. But it feels like it got personal really fast in a very specific way.
Yeah.
Basically she's a girl and I'm going to go after her because she's a girl.
Yeah, we're going to get mad at her for things we don't get mad at men for doing. Even though there's no real proof of the things we're accusing her of. Basically, like, Kamala is being pretty heavily slut-shamed, for lack of a better term.
That's how it's being presented,
yeah.
Yes.
And no one's able to give a specific instance. They're just saying, like, this is who she is. This is what she's like. Isn't it horrible? And it is, you know, pretty disappointing to see that kind of content. And especially as prevalent as it is, I think that's the most troubling thing, to just see multiple accounts talking about it. Even people talking about it on TV and talking about it on cable news. It's a bummer. You don't like to think that people in your life feel this way, but then it's clear that plenty of people do, and it's sad, you know?
Yeah. I struggle with I say this about everything. I brought it up when we talked to Igo the other day. I don't like the whole we are enemies thing. I don't like that dynamic at all. I think that is damaging no matter what. As I was joking about this with you, Rach, off the air. I don't think you heard it, Andrew, but I was like, well, it doesn't matter anyway, because by next January, the world's ending one way or the other. We're either going to be communist Russia or we're going to be fascist Germany. Like, that's how everything is being positioned when it comes to this election. And that whole thing, that all of that enemy nonsense needs to stop. Like, your opponent can be your opponent and not be your enemy. You can want them to lose because you want your person to win. But we don't need to turn it into this stuff. I mean, they on Fox Business, and I want to be very careful about how I put this because, well, I mean, it's 4 o'clock hour on KMOX. But I'm going to say it. Most people aren't going to know what it means. But if you've seen it, if you've seen the TikTok phenomenon, there is a girl that made a joke on there, a young girl, maybe in her 20s now. And she's known as the Hawk Tua girl. Mm-hmm. And I'm not getting into it beyond that. If you don't know, if you know, you
we
already
can't help
know.
You at this
right.
point.
If you know, you know. If you don't, you can find it out. But I'm not going to get into that part of the detail. But that's how a guy on Fox Business referred to Kamala Harris. He said she's the original Hawk Tua girl. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, first of all, that I don't care who the two candidates are. That's not how you do things.
Mm-mm.
You put it well, Rach. It's basically slut shaming, but with no evidence, with no examples. But even if there were examples, why is it not okay for her when you support a current president that's been married 3 times, cheated on all of his wives, cheated on his wife, pregnant wife with a porn star, has all the other accusations? Even if you don't believe all the accusations, you have to believe the stuff he's admitted to. Why is it okay for him but not for the woman?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing but a hideous double standard. And yeah, like we said, with Kamala, she suffers from the fact that she is a beautiful woman in power. And people think that since she is that person, she must have done something to get ahead. And they act like that's, you know, even though there is no evidence of that, that's like a total deal breaker. Even though, let's say she did sleep with someone to get to being vice president of the, like, how did that happen? How do you get to be vice president from that? But there would be another part of that equation. There would be someone willing to engage in that with her.
Yeah, I mean, people,
and they're not being targeted at all.
People willfully voted for Bill Clinton despite his reputation for all of the things that he was accused of. Some of the accusations were never proven. Others we know are true.
Right.
But people voted for him nonetheless. It never once hurt him that he was sleeping around.
Yeah, it's just playing into people's like base instincts to just be like, oh, women can't do that. Women can't do that.
That's the part that, I mean, and again, you can't play a morality card when you will not hold your own candidate to that same standard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you can never use morality in your judgment. Of course you can. That's part of what every human being does. Everybody has some set of morality, but you can't suspend your morality for one person and then apply it to another. If you, and I'm not saying you should do this to everybody. I'm just saying at least it's consistent. You know, if you're going to say, well, I don't like these particular types of behaviors, well, then you should not like it regardless of a person's policies.
Mm-hmm.
It should be, if it's a deal breaker, it's a deal breaker. If it's something that you would slam somebody for, then it's something you should slam everybody for. But you shouldn't do it in general anyway. I mean, like, candidates are about not about their personal lives. They are about what they're presenting to you as a platform and how well they do their jobs. There have been a lot of bad people who have held important positions. There have been a lot of people that have done immoral things in their personal lives that have been presidents of the United States of America. And we know those things. They are of historic record at this point. They're not debatable. They're not conspiracy theories. We know what happened. It's just stunning. It's stunning to me that people are so blatant about this particular double standard.
Yeah.
Like, if you think she's a terrible candidate, then go after those things. Go after why she's bad at her job. Go after why her policies are terrible. Don't make something up that you don't apply to the candidate you plan on voting for.
Yeah, the thing is whenever you do have like a nasty personal attack like that, whether or not it's true, it's designed to paralyze and to get you to cower and be like, oh, I don't want people talking about me in that way, so I guess I'll just go away. That's the strategy behind coming at her with attacks like this. It is incredibly disappointing. It's really disappointing that was allowed to air on Fox Business.
You're supposed to be a professional when you're on these places.
Yeah.
And again, if there's something, you know, but then you'll have the equivalency. Well, people talked about all of the Trump things. Well, but it's because people were suing him. If there's a lawsuit involving Kamala Harris about anything along those lines, everybody will talk about it, and they should, because then it's a part of something that's going on that could impact your ability to do your job. Baseless rumors and double standards. Because again, if I'm going to vote for a person that does this thing or has had a checkered past, if you want to put it that way, when it comes to their personal life, well, then I can't attack another person for having that same kind of checkered past if that's what I think they have. Andrew, did you see it?
I did.
Did you see the accident with the Wienermobile?
Oh, no.
Wait, what were you agreeing to see?
You know. So while we're...
He's just like, yep, I saw it.
Sure did. The answer is always yes. When you don't know what's going on, the answer is always yes.
Like, I know what you're saying.
Oh, yeah,
totally. That thing. I saw that.
What happened to the mobile?
It got overturned.
Oh, no.
It got into an accident on the highway outside of Chicago. It rolled onto its side. Yes. The Wienermobile was had to be like crane lifted off a Chicago highway.
How did it roll?
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, it didn't. I don't know that it actually rolled, but it's on its side on a highway in Chicago because it got into an accident.
It looks like what kind of accident? What happened?
I don't know.
Somebody just ran it off the road.
You can see that it looks like it got bumped into the median and then fell on its side.
Somebody ran the Wienermobile.
So
off the
somebody
road.
Either did that on purpose, or maybe I don't know. I mean, I don't know who was driving the Wienermobile. Weren't you going to do that?
Didn't he visit it in a parking lot or something?
Yeah, I went and visited it. I never
Oh, you weren't auditioned. Like, weren't they auditioning people to be like, you can drive the Wienermobile?
Yeah, but that was in like Kentucky.
Oh,
isn't
okay.
it also like kind of a Hooters situation where they're only really hiring like hot girls?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
They want hot young girls on the Wienermobile.
Which, by the way, they have several Wienermobiles out there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I'm reading the AP did a story about this very crash, and it says the Oscar Mayer brand has several Wienermobiles.
Oh, I had no idea.
That makes sense. It's a big country, and it feels like it comes through like a lot.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I don't mean to demean any of these people's accomplishments. When I have visited the Wienermobile, they were all very knowledgeable, very kind.
Oh, no, yeah. I just meant like...
Yeah, yeah. But there's a certain type of person they would prefer to hire over another.
All I know is that I'm stunned that this actually... The Wienermobile is such a 1950 thing. Like, it's such an old-timey, wouldn't that be a funny way to promote our product? Golly gee, I think it would, fellas.
I mean,
like,
it's had a lot of staying power.
But does it work? Does anybody go out and like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy some Oscar Mayers tonight because I saw that Wienermobile.
Brother, when I visited the Wienermobile, it was packed. It was like a Tuesday morning.
But were they giving out free products? Schnooks.
I didn't get any free products. I said, no, thank you. I'll buy.
Please take my money.
I want to support you.
All right, I'm about.
But they were packed. There was like a ton of people there to see the Wienermobile.
This may be heretical to you, Andrew, or to others.
Come on, don't say it. Don't
Oscar
say it.
Mayer
leave
has
the room.
The
I don't care.
Worst hot dogs
no!
of them all.
They're good.
That can't be.
I will never buy them.
They're good. They're not bad at
all.
No,
they're not good.
They're not the best.
They're not better than any of the other kinds.
Andrew's like,
they're not the best.
Conceding a little bit on
all right, so name a hot dog brand that's worse.
I would probably say the Hunter brand, which was my standard for many
years.
Those
are fine.
They're fine. There aren't any bad hot dog brands, in my opinion.
But, I mean, there's still a hierarchy.
Yeah, and I would probably put Hunter on the bottom of that. Now, the hot dog scale to me, it's a bit like the pizza scale. There's not really any such thing.
No, that's
thing
true, as, too. That's right. I would agree with that.
The worst hot dog is still fine.
But that's the Oscar Mayer one, I will not buy those.
But I would put that a couple notches.
I will buy the Hunter ones.
Oscar Mayer's kind of like middle of the road. And then
middle
you start
of
getting,
the road?
Then you start getting into like the Nathans, the Hebrew
Oh,
Nationals,
yeah, the Nathans are my favorite.
Yeah, ballparks maybe
Vienna
at the bottom
Beefs
of the high.
Are the best.
I'm not familiar with the Vienna Beefs.
They're the best.
But you know what? I'm sure you can do this at Costco too, but I know at Sam's you can get the Member's Mark hot dogs, which is the same ones that they
serve. They sell on the thing, yeah?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Oh, those are quite... I mean, you know already they're good.
I mean, I don't really necessarily need a package of like 100 hot dogs. That's the problem. When you buy anything at Costco or Sam's, it's going to be a giant package. You'll never need another package of hot dogs again.
Have you ever made hot dogs in the air fryer?
Yes.
They're pretty good.
I've not done that. Is it
they
good?
They are.
It is.
To mixed results. I think now, speaking of those same hot dogs, the Member's Mark hot dogs, the ones that you'd get from the cafe, they're enormous.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I've had some trouble getting the timing right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You definitely don't want it to, you don't want them to explode.
Mm-hmm. Well,
There's nothing worse than a split hot dog.
I've had the opposite problem. It's hard to get them to heat
finish all the way through.
Oh,
it's too bad.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Today on DGS, time for us to do a little audio. Rach, why don't you take the honors and go first?
All right. So my audio is very positive. I like this guy who was stuck in the big airport cancellation from a couple days ago. A reporter was going around talking to people, and most people were complaining, but this guy decided to look at the bright side, and I thought it was kind of cool.
You were supposed to be going back to Denver. Got word that the flight was canceled. Tell me what your experience so far has been like this morning.
Well, so far we got in here from Atlantic City very early in the morning to catch our flight, and now we're very lucky that I finally had an opportunity to get caught in this. For the first time, everybody should experience this at least one time in their life so they have a story to share that they got caught in the great 2024 cancellation
It's an amazing opportunity to experience this for the first time.
Your perspective, tell me a little bit about it. You said you're laughing so you don't cry?
Yes, exactly. We need to laugh about this. We don't cry, and we're not going to... Everybody here, though, it's not that funny. Everybody here does want to get home to their families or get to their destinations. But, you know, it's a great time to be able to sit here and enjoy this with all these wonderful people and experience this wide swath of America cramped in an airport together.
He's trolling, right?
No, I think he's taking an opportunity to look at the bright side, because he goes on and he's just like, look, this is cool that I can say that I was stuck in this. It's just a way of shifting your mindset and making it a little easier on yourself rather than being miserable at the airport for the entire time.
Is he going to get a shirt that says I survived and all I got was this lousy T-shirt? I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't be that positive.
I feel like Andrew hates it.
Have you guys ever been stuck in an airport?
I think I could deal with it, because you're not stuck in the airport, right? Like, you can go do whatever.
Not if you're waiting to get information about whether or not your flight is boarded or boarding or canceled.
Yeah, but once it's canceled or whatever, then you've got a little freedom. You're just stuck in the city where you are.
Yeah. Right? No, I was saying I thought that you might hate how positive you are.
Look, I admire it, right? I don't hate it. I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah.
But I don't, I admire that he has that ability. I would like to think that I could do it. It depends on the airport. All right. That's the truth of it. If we're in stupid airport. But if you got like a Chili's there.
Yeah. I mean, Chili's is a great place to go when you're waiting at the airport.
I'm straight. I'll go to Chili's.
Yeah. Like, hey, look, it's one thing if you got
I'll go to the airport Chili's right now.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest.
I can hang out at Chili's. Like, I do that. When I'm not under duress and in crisis.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm into it.
I think it's all relative, though, right? Like, if you're just, like, if your travel is, you've got wiggle room on either end of the trip and there's nothing pressing. But I saw there's a guy named Adam Schefter who works for ESPN. He's their big NFL insider. He lives in New York. They were in the airport in Detroit. Everything was being canceled. They had to, I don't know why he took a cab. I don't know why you just don't rent a car, but maybe the rental cars were all sold out. But he was in a spot there where his wife didn't have medication she needed, and they needed to be home the next day so she could have her medication. Like, I can understand there are people that are worked up because I'm going to miss a business meeting, or I don't have anybody to watch my kids, or whatever. Not everybody can just sit back and go, yeah, I'm just going to give it. I'll tell everybody I did this.
Yeah, I just think that for those who can, it's like, hey, why not make that choice? I think that's a better mindset.
I bet he's a pleasant dude to be around.
Yeah, he seems like he would put a smile on your face while you're stuck in that miserable situation.
Meanwhile, I'd be in the corner just like, I don't like this.
All right, what audio would you like to play, Wheels?
All right, so we talked about Disney earlier. Let's have some fun with Disney here. So we've played this before. The guy that goes, this TikToker that is, I think the one we played before is his, he goes through and reenacts parts of movies saying, if there was a smart person in every horror movie, this is what they would be saying. Well, this is somebody talking about all of the Disney. This is a guy, now he's doing the commentary as if you're the only common sense person watching Disney movies.
You're in love with a mermaid? How's that even work?
You know, her dad's Poseidon and he hates humans, right? Dude, you're a prince. You could marry anybody. Can't you just pick someone who's not half fish? Why are there so many misunderstandings around here? I think it's probably because every time someone gets emotional, they start singing at the top of their lungs. I stop listening. When people start singing, I stop listening. You hated that beast for 2 months and now you're in love with him because his candles sang you a song? It feels a little like Stockholm Syndrome to me. But... you know, what do I know? Your parents passed away? Yeah, that's like everybody around here. I don't know, it's weird. You live in a hole, just you and seven men? Oh, they're dwarves with just one defining personality trait? Yeah, that makes it better, I guess. He was raised by gorillas? No, I don't think he's gonna be a good boyfriend. You fell in love with a girl in an hour? She lost her shoe and now you're gonna go shove it on every woman in the kingdom. That's weird. That's weird. Plus, shoe sizes aren't that different, so it's probably going to fit on like 40 women. How are you going to narrow it down then? Let me get this straight. Every old woman is a witch and wants to all of us? All the cute and cuddly creatures of the forest can speak English and we should trust them without question. The most powerful thing in the world is true love's kiss. Oh, and I forgot, the only way to get things done around here is by singing a song. Ah, man, this place is a disaster.
Having seen all of those Disney movies with, you know, my daughter and my, actually before that, even my little sister, because She was born when I was 18. So, I mean, babysitting was always put on Beauty and the Beast or put on whatever. That rang true with me. There's a lot of weird stuff in the Disney universe like that. I know it's for kids.
Magic, Kevin.
I know. It's for kids, and kids don't understand, but like, you know, yeah, so you're trapped in the palace with this beast guy, and he's terrible, and you hate him, and then all of a sudden, you know what? I kind of like this guy.
I will say it is weird how the parents die in, like,
always,
every single Disney movie. What's the message that's being conveyed there? That your life would be better without your parents? What are you saying, Disney?
The message is that it's easier to write a story if you get them out of the way.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly right. Andrew, you nailed it. It's a matter of convenience.
Yeah, because a lot of it is like...
Otherwise, how do you create an adventure?
Yeah,
because nobody's parents are letting them go on an adventure like that.
Right, a lot of it is like, well... Her dad would probably step in and put a stop to this.
The adults would probably solve
and
this
so
problem.
The messed up Disney writers are like, unless something were to happen.
Oh yeah, let's just get rid of all the parents.
Andrew, would you like to play some audio?
Sure. Yeah, this one is not fun like you guys's. But I never really hated Kevin McCarthy, and he definitely has like nothing to lose. Now, this was on CNN the other night. He's talking about Matt Gaetz, and it's just fun to hear him not like with a guy that he just, it's a very petty, it's just a guy that he totally hates.
He has zero blanks to give. Is that what you're saying?
He's got nothing to give. Yeah, he just could not care less.
He said you were to get booed off the stage. What's your response to him?
Well, he looks very unhinged. I mean, a lot of people have concerns about him. And I'm not sure if he was on something, but I do hope he gets the help that he needs. But more importantly, I hope the young women get the justice they deserve when it comes to him.
I mean, you're referring to the House Ethics Committee investigation that is ongoing.
Yeah, with his partner in jail because they paid underage women for sex and drugs. Yeah.
All right. Kevin McCarthy.
Wow.
And it was almost like refreshing because we deal with when you're in, and we have less of it now, I think, than maybe ever before because more and more people are like that. But we have to always watch the double speak from the people and, you know, the people on Capitol Hill. And it's, I don't know, there's something fun to me.
Why is that ethics thing taking so long?
That's a good question.
Great question.
By the way, it's 446 brought to you by Fira Capital Management.